Hello and welcome to Corn Talk. Today we're speaking with Gary Marshall, who is Chief Executive Officer of the Missouri Corn Growers Association, the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council, and our topic this week is talking about ethanol and an increase in ethanol production here in the state of Missouri. Gary, I guess we got a big event coming up this Friday.
We really do. We've got a great event with Mid-Missouri Energy having their grand opening in Malta Bend, Missouri, so we're going to be there and help those folks celebrate with the investment that those 719 Missouri farm families have made in ethanol production.
Now, what does this bring us up to with the Malta Bend plant going online? What does this bring us up to as far as ethanol production in Missouri?
We'll be at about 115 million gallons now per year with the new facility online in Malta Bend. So that means we're using somewhere around 14 or 15% of the corn that's raised in the state just for ethanol production, and obviously then we also have the distiller's grains that's the byproduct that, since we're only using the starch portion for ethanol, the byproduct is all going into livestock feed. So a good scenario, I think, for the corn industry in the state and also for our livestock and poultry industry as well.
And you're getting some good recognition from the higher levels of the state government as well. I understand you're going to have some dignitaries on hand.
We are. There are going to be a number of our state's top political figures that are going to be with us, including Governor Matt Blunt. We're going to have some state senators, or state representative. We'll have a lot of the folks that invested in these plants, and those are the real stars of the effort. We're also going to have Congressman Hulsoff, Congressman Ike Skelton are going to be there, all of whom are very good supporters for the ethanol industry.
I understand you're getting a new vehicle. Is that right? Is there a new vehicle involved in this celebration on Friday?
Absolutely. General Motors is giving an E85-capable Chevy Tahoe to the Missouri Corn Growers Association. It's part of a promotional effort that GM is making with the Governor's Ethanol Coalition, and that's a group of 26 states across the Midwestern part of the United States, really across the whole country, that have been totally involved in supporting the ethanol industry over the last 10 or 12 years. And we're going to utilize that Chevy Tahoe in a lot of events across the state this year, helping to promote the fact that we have almost 4.5 million E85-capable vehicles on the road today. But these vehicles are flexible fuel, which means they can use anything from 10% ethanol all the way up to 85% ethanol. So Governor Blunt's going to be presenting the keys to me at the event, so we're looking forward to it.
Now, is the Tahoe going to be visible? Are you going to have lettering on it so that people will know about it when you drive it down the road?
Absolutely. You'll be able to see this vehicle coming from a long way away. It's wrapped, as the GM folks like to call it, with a really neat scene that depicts cleaner air, decreasing our dependence on foreign oil. It promotes utilizing corn to produce the ethanol, and it is absolutely a beautiful vehicle, but it's one that anybody can buy, except without the wrap, at their local Chevrolet dealership. So I think GM themselves have somewhere around 1.2 million E85-capable vehicles on the road right now.
Just one last note about ethanol. What did you think about the ethanol car introduction at the Indy this past weekend?
Well, of course, it's great to have ethanol finally at the Indianapolis 500. That's a takeoff of some work we did there back in 1996. We started those conversations. It came to fruition this past year. Senator Jim Talent was a leader in the effort, as far as Congress goes, to also ask those folks to be using ethanol. So a real success story. And although the ethanol car, the car that was sponsored by several of the ethanol manufacturers around the country, although it didn't do very good, certainly the first introduction of ethanol there this year, I think they ran a few laps on it in a pre-race basis. Next year, it's going to be the fuel of choice there, so we're really looking forward to it. It's really going to showcase 10% blends next year and then 100% ethanol-powered vehicles the year after that. So it coincides really well that we're starting to see ethanol used across the United States. We're really arriving, and you know, about 40% of all the gasoline in the United States today is blended with ethanol. So that's a phenomenal feat considering where we started 10 or 15 years ago with the ethanol industry.
Thank you very much, Gary. Yes, Gary Marshall, CEO of the Missouri Corn Growers Association, Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. That's Corn Talk for today. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.